Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, my guest is Howard Lindzen, managing partner and super angel investor at Social Leverage. He's a Canadian author, financial analyst, technical analyst, as well as super angel investor. He manages a hedge fund, serves as a managing partner of the holding company Social Leverage. He's a limited partner at Knightsbridge Capital Partners, and he's the co-founder of StockTwits. Today, he's going to teach you what investors look for when they're going to invest in a company. He's speaking from personal experience. Basically, what does he look for? So investors, listen, because you're going to get some tips from a tenured investor. Founders, also listen, because now you know what investors are going to be looking for, so you can optimize your pitch to fit exactly what they want to see.
Yeah, I'd say it's founder-centric. I don't think I'm smart enough. I don't have the tech skills to be platform or geek centric. I'm founder centric, you know, domain experience. A lot of it is serendipitous, but I have my own, you know, people find me through my blog and through, you know, no one's going to pitch me a biotech deal, because if they do, they'd be dumb. what added value am I? I mean, people do, but I don't have, you know, it makes it easy not to respond. So by putting myself out there, I'm curating. It's like dating. It's no different than what would be before the internet when you're dating. If you put on cologne and you go to a bar, you're going to attract something. Yeah. So by writing every day and telling people what interests me, then other people with those same interests in me pitch me things.
And that's generally how you found like the companies you're working with now.
Well, that's my edge, right? I'm not constantly having to be on a plane showing up at these events looking for the hot, sweaty new company and paying market prices. I'm telling people what I'm looking for and showing people what I'm an expert in, and then the other experts in the field look to me. So it's kind of like you fake it till you make it, because you're passionate about a subject, and then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. after 20 years, you're an expert.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I really liked that sort of stood out for me, it's a tagline on your website, investing for profit and joy. So I know a lot of people invest for profit. What does that mean to you? Or what it means, and
with StockTwits too, is like there's no quick way. Like I just went through 20 years of how I became an expert overnight. There's no quick way to do it. I think with StockTwits, Twitter, whatever it is that the apps that we're using, you can maybe increase, you know, certain industries you can become a success overnight, truly. I mean, that's, you know, it's unfair, but it happens. It's just not normal. But there's no such thing as an overnight success, but these products speed everything up. So that's the fun part. You know, if I was 30 and depressed, what a horrible waste of time that would be, sadly. Right. But you know, cause this is the greatest time, luckily, in America to be alive, no matter almost what your zip code is. But, you know, you have to kind of find mentors, be a mentor, and really stick to your passion, right? Mm-hmm. And it's happening earlier and earlier for kids, which is great. You know, I kind of wandered in the desert until I was 40. And so, you know, so for me, it's founder and their domain experience and trying to trick them and convince them that it's, you know, being a founder is not that fun. Like most of the time I'm trying to talk people out of their business. And that's, you know, because I know with StockTwits, you know, it's been a grind 12 years. With Wallstrip, it was a miracle. StockTwits is a better idea than Wallstrip. And, you know, you make more money off Wallstrip than they do it. So there's no predicting this. So with founders, I'm trying to explain to them the good, the bad, the ugly. everybody's so excited and they got their idea and they're so passionate and they understand the hole in the market that they got to penetrate. But I'm generally probing and saying, are you sure you want to do this for 12 years? Look where I am. And so you're trying to like see if these people are really up for 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, because if not,
I think... That's what it takes. Even if your company is great, Robinhood's 7 years already. Sounds like an overnight success, but for the founders, it's probably a grind at this point. No, they're wealthy, but I'm saying, you know, eToro's 10 years. You know, it's rarely that like 3 years you're going to be successful.
And I don't think the amount of energy invested or the amount of energy required, is really apparent to people that are first time founders or CEOs. I think they have it, like you said, they have an idea and they have no idea how many hours invested, how much energy it'll take, the stress that it will probably cause, regardless of whether or not it's successful. So I think that as you know, you do a lot of these deals. I think that that's probably the best way to approach it, just because if not, you're going to regardless of whether or not the company's successful, you really want people to align with you who are happy that they've aligned with you. Like you want that value to come from both sides, right? So you
have
want
to align. And so the difference of investing today as a seed versus past is before, like 10 years ago, I didn't necessarily need to meet the CEO, right? It was just such a Cambrian explosion moment of, you know, and this is where people are going to make massive mistakes right now is, you know, forgetting Uber because that was 2009, 2010, but 2005, 6, 7, 8, no matter what you touched, if they were connected to YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, you were going to get rich because the arbitrage of getting a customer versus the value of a customer was just so in line with being a founder or an investor. Today, everybody's smarter and prices are more, you know, elevated and markets are more efficient. For all this social and media and messaging, that's much harder. But so I caught this Cambrian wave where you could write a 25K check, hearing a pitch over an internet, over an email, and make money. I don't think people are going to be as lucky today. So, you know, luckily for us, we're a bigger fund. We don't write checks on the whim. We spend a lot of time. You know, they say if you have a great idea, you know, get drunk and see if that idea is as good tomorrow. And I think the same thing with investing in startups. You got to spend a lot of time with the founders before you write the check. And we're just upfront now. We're like, we're not writing 100K drunken checks. It's like, here's how we work. Here's what we do. We move pretty fast relative to the other nitwits in our industry or geniuses. And so we're very upfront about how we do things in our process. But, you know, we're all for quick no's and quick yeses, but they're within reason.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.